Alabama lawmakers will now have to redraw congressional district lines because of a Supreme Court ruling.
It was a 5-4 decision. The justices yesterday upheld key parts of the Voting Rights Act. The ruling says the latest congressional map drawn by Alabama's Republican-controlled legislature violated the law and did not represent the interests of black voters. 27% of Alabama's population is black.
Kyle Gassett of Troy Public Radio is in Montgomery, Alabama, and has been listening to reactions to the ruling. He joins us now. Kyle, it is great to have you with us.
Hey, Asma.
So this decision seems to be a surprise, I think, to some degree, given the court's recent record on voting rights. What are you hearing? And let's start with Democrats.
Well, Asma, they were surprised, but it's almost like they knew it was going to go their way and didn't want to say it out loud and ruin it before the decision came out. I spoke with Joe Reed, who is chairman of the Alabama Democratic Conference. He was really happy. The map in question only had one black Democratic seat in Alabama. This decision now gives them a chance to get another one.
Well, if we got two majority black districts, in all probability, we get a second black congressman. And in all probability, if we have anything to say about it, we're going to try to make it a Democratic Congress.
When I talked to him, he was sitting in front of a large congressional map that he called a near-perfect plan. The old map had seven districts with just one black majority representative. This new one showed two black majority districts. Of course, the Republican-controlled legislature still gets to make the new map, and if it doesn't suit Democrats, they say they'll go to court again.
Okay, so how are Republicans in the state responding?
Well, Republicans were kind of quiet, but Wes Allen, Alabama's Secretary of State and a Republican, issued a statement. He said that he was disappointed with the opinion, but that he remains committed to complying with election law. It's safe to say that this decision has many Republicans nationally contemplating what this means for future elections, including 2024. As you know, Asma, Republicans currently hold a slim majority in the U.S. House, and this ruling could provide a roadmap for other gerrymandering challenges beyond Alabama. Just in the South, there are similar court challenges to congressional maps in Louisiana, South Carolina, and Georgia, where the Voting Rights Act would apply. In the Georgia case, the argument is that Republican-drawn maps made a Metro Atlanta district whiter and friendlier to the GOP, despite people of color driving the state's population growth. All these challenges could result, according to some experts, in 2 to 4 more majority black and Democratic seats in the House. So that could shift power there.
So you mentioned the 2024 election. A key question here is, will these new maps in Alabama be ready for the next presidential election, the next big cycle, 2024?
Well, Asma, Democrats are hoping so. And this decision really was a win for voting rights in a state where 1 in 4 residents is black. It upheld what's known as Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which some had feared the court would strike down completely. Jatoon Bosby-Gilchrist is the executive director of the Alabama ACLU. I spoke with her, and she was glad the court applied the law here.
The point of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act emphasizes that you cannot dilute political voting power, and that's exactly what this was, a dilution of black political voting power in the state.
So, yeah, this ruling, Asma, could affect congressional maps across the South for years to come.
Interesting. We'll be watching. Kyle Gassett is a reporter with Troy Public Radio. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Asma.